In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day here, finally, in Cleveland, Ohio. We've had days and days and days of overcast and rain, and it's a sunny day. Still kind of chilly, only in the 50s, but spring is coming. Spring is on its way. So good. So it's almost there. You know, I love living in Ohio. I've lived in Ohio my whole life, and I've said for a long time, as long as I was going to have a footprint in the United States, I would probably stay living in Ohio because I love the four seasons. I just don't like March and April very much. I don't like this. It's one day it's 70 and sunny, and the next day it's spitting snow, and it gets kind of old after a while. But it's a beautiful day today, and so welcome everyone for joining me. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Morning Coffee with Dr. T on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. This is probably one of my favorite podcasts. I like doing this. I love to be able to interface with people. It would be wonderful if we had like thousands of people that were joining us, but we do have thousands of people that listen to this on the replay because it gets posted over on the drtenpenny.substack.com. And so I really appreciate everybody for listening whenever you can. That's why we decided to do our daily podcast every day at 11 a.m. If you can't join us live, then it is there that you can follow, that you can watch at your leisure. I know that you have a lot of thousands and thousands of people that you can pick from, of people that you that want your time, and quite frankly, and want your support, your financial support too. So all of you that consistently support us by being present with us, by supporting the things that I do, coming to the interviews, buying our books, buying our products, all those different things, it means the world. And so all of you that are Tenpenny Prime members, that if you're a regular member that you've been supporting us for a long period of time, you can still log into your membership area on drtenpenny.com. If you'd like to support all the work we do, the five-day-a-week podcast that we post, the five-day-a-week written little articles that we post over on drtenpenny.substack.com, and also on Tenpenny Walking with God, my Sunday Substack, that has about 6,500 or 7,000 consistent readers and followers over there. For the sake of the Lord, I wish that would grow. And so it's free. All you have to do is sign up for it. And when you sign up for it for free on the Substacks, it gives Substack, they help you with your marketing. They help like promote your thing. And the more, the larger your following, the more they help to promote you. If you care to give us a donation to kind of support the work, it all goes into the same pot, and it all gets all the money goes into the same pot for the same activities. And so, the Substack calls them memberships. They sign up for memberships. And actually, it's a donation. It's a contribution. You can do monthly at like $5 or $7 a month, or you can do it annually at drtenpenny.substack.com or tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com. Those are my Saturday and Sunday Substacks. And then we post something every day. It gets kind of short to read. And Jackie helps with that. She does great posts. You know, the Throwback Thursdays are really, really becoming interesting when we're seeing what we used to have or what it was, the way it used to be. So those are really, really good. And if you're not a Tenpenny Prime member yet, and you'd really like to support what we're doing, because we work really, really hard to provide benefits for you, to provide educational products, to provide really good quality supplements that we've all vetted. Everybody that's on the team is either has taken them or is taking them. We vet all those things. If you want to support what we're doing, you can go to shoptenpenny.net. Shoptenpenny.net. I'm loving that site. It's getting better all the time. They're constantly growing things over there. That eventually will be our new site. We will still have all of our podcasts housed and probably the supplements at drtenpenny.com, the new site where we're putting all of the additional things and our membership benefits over at shoptenpenny.net. If you hover over the membership tab, you'll get to see all the different things that we provide for the members. In the month of April was the focus on reproductive health and infertility. I put together a 30-page white paper on procedures and medical procedures for both men and women. That's part of your membership for the month of April. I recorded pre-recorded an entire presentation on human papillomavirus and a little bit about the Gardasil vaccine, but mostly about human papillomavirus, what it is, why it is not that big of a deal, that how hard it was for them to even find people chronically infected with the human papillomavirus to even create the vaccine. That was your educational presentation for the month of April on human papillomavirus and the Gardasil vaccine, because that has to do with obviously reproductive health in both men and women. And then we have, at the end of the month, we have the Ask the Expert. We bring in really top quality people to ask the expert about all kinds of things. And this month, because reproductive health is men and women, we're actually having two Ask the Expert events. One is this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Kimberly Biss for the women. She's going to be talking about reproductive health and infertility, the problems with the COVID shots and what she has seen. She's published papers. She's worked with Christian Northrup and Jim Thorpe and some of the papers she's published, and that is on Saturday at 10 a.m. Now, if you're not a member, you can sign up for that individually and for $49 and join this. It's about an hour and a half presentation. It will be recorded. If you can't join us on Saturday, but you'd like to get the information, it will be recorded. You'll be able to watch it afterwards. And if you're already a member, you don't pay anything. This is part of your membership, and it will be posted for you in your membership portal. And then at the next week, we haven't quite decided on the date yet. We're still working that out with Dr. Jonathan Brandt, who is the male expert this month on reproductive health and infertility. We'll be talking about the PSA test and the problems with that, when it's appropriate to get a prostatic biopsy, talking about infertility, talking about sperm problems with the COVID jabs, talking about erectile dysfunction, all sorts of things for men, because we do have a lot of male members that watch this too. And a lot of the women are going to want to watch it for their husband because they're not going to be watching it. So that will be our second live event for this month for our Tenpenny Prime members. Again, if you're a member, it doesn't cost you anything. If you are not a member, we will be posting when we got the date finalized. It will either be the 29th or the 30th of this month. We get that date nailed down. You'll have an opportunity to purchase that for $49 to be part of that if you aren't already a Tenpenny Prime member. Now, remember, all the podcasts are now permanently available. There's no expiration, no limits. But please go to the membership tab on drtenpenny.com to watch podcasts that are over there and join and go to shoptenpenny.net, shoptenpenny.net for the membership stuff. And go onto that new website and spend a little time there. It's really cool the way that they've worked to design it and lay it out. The tabs are pretty self-explanatory. It's easy to navigate, and it's really super easy to thing. You know, Cookie, I see you put that up there. We'll be on the 30th. It might be on the 29th. We're still trying to We're still finalizing that with Dr. Brandt for that event. So, anyways, that is we're trying to make 25 a year of knowledge, empowerment, and action to provide a lot of free content for that. And it takes a lot of work and a lot of money behind the scenes to make that happen. So your support to become a Tenpenny Prime member, we are more grateful than I can even put into words. So we're really, really, really good about that. So, and if you guys aren't already getting our newsletter, or if you were in the past and for some reason it stopped, please sign up for it again. Our Friday newsletter is just great. And this week's Friday newsletter, we talked about the health tip is about the vicious cycle of sleep disruption, and that there is a supplement that's available for sleep. And I also want to put in a plug for the wellness blanket. I haven't talked about that in a while. I love my wellness blanket. I actually travel with it. I actually take my oversized big suitcase if I'm going somewhere just so that I can fold up the wellness blanket and take it along with me. Now, they do have smaller sizes. They have a much smaller size for travel, but I like the one that I have, which is like a queen size that I lay on one half of it and pull the other half of it over top of me. So I've got it above and below. It's a palladium blanket, helps to block out EMFs, and you are not to get it wet. You don't wash it. I bought a duvet from mypillow.com and used our affiliate codes, DRT, from MyPillow a duvet. So you can pull the duvet off of it. It's a Egyptian cotton duvet, and you can throw that in the washer. And then about every 6 to 8 weeks or so, you're supposed to take the blanket out and put it in the sunshine for about an hour. Actually, you don't even have to be that long. It's supposed to be about 20 minutes on each side. There's one side that you should put it on. But I can't ever remember which side it is, so I do both. I just put it out there for a half an hour or so and set a timer, and then after 30 minutes, I go over and I flip it over, and it gets the other side. That recharges the palladium. And what it does is it balances out your pH. It helps you a little bit to detox in your sleep. I get the deepest, best sleep on that wellness blanket, I'll tell you. And if you use our affiliate code on that, you'll get 10% off. And she ships everywhere. The gal who owns that business, she's been doing this for about 8 years. Her name's Tammy, and she's just a lovely human being. She lives in Tennessee. She's a very strong Christian woman. She loves talking about the blanket. And if you call her and talk to her, she'll talk your ear off about the background of the blanket, how it gets made, and all those different things. And so it's, she said she's always, everybody, she hasn't had anybody that's called her back and said, hey, this really didn't work for me. I want my money back. It's just a lovely blanket. I met her at Dr. Artis's Healing for the Ages conference last fall. She had a booth there. And Brian has two of them. One for him and one for his wife. And he says, my wife won't go anywhere without this blanket. He said, she just wraps up in it. She said, she just feels like she's getting a hug from God. And that's kind of what it feels like. So so it goes along with our newsletter this week about sleep and better sleep. The wellness blanket is, I love that thing. You sound like the little girl that has her blankie. It's really like that. And it's very lightweight. It's not like it's one of those heavy weighted blankets that sometimes people get that they like the heavy pressure on them. It's very, very thin and it's very lightweight. And you can go to mypillow.com and you can get a duvet over there for that. While you're there, you can get, a MyPillow pillow, and you can get, a good set of Egyptian cotton sheets. And their coffee, which I truly love. I stocked up on their coffee. I bought like four bags because I go through a lot of coffee, and I love their My Coffee bag, My Coffee things. And so I'm not sure. Is it DRT at checkout, Cookie, over at the MyPillow store?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So you can go to MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Shop around there. I mean, it is, Mother's Day's coming up. Would be a good time to look over at the MyPillow store and to get the big discounts with the DRT. That helps us. That helps Mike Lindell. And you get great products for your mom. We got Mother's Day coming up. We got graduations coming up. Kids that are graduating from high school and going out and getting an apartment or whatever, or to go to college, it's a good time to stock up on things that they have on sale for sheets and pillows and kitchen towels. And they've got, I don't know, something like 500 or some different products over there. I've got a little doggy bed for Tegan, which he loves. He sleeps on it all the time. So they have really good products. It helps to support Mike Lindell and it helps to support us. And it's a good time to think about, if you're going to be thinking about buying something for mom or for graduation, I'd spend a little time shopping at the MyPillow store. You might be surprised at how many different products that are available there for you for that. The big event that came out in the last week was the thing about autism, the autism rate. We talked about that last week, and now they're talking about taking out all the petroleum colored dyes out of foods. And I will tell you that, a lot of the comments that I've seen on the internet ever since Secretary Kennedy announced that that was going to happen and it needed to be done by 2026. In the food world, that is really fast. Now, a lot of people saying, well, they don't use them in Europe. They can just pull the stuff that they send to Europe and send into us and stop it tomorrow. Kind of. But if you know anything about manufacturing and production and supply chains, it's a big deal to change an ingredient. And I wrote a little rant the other day to my, I had gone to the grocery store and I wrote this little rant saying, there's just nothing you can eat. Nothing. I did an interview last week. Michelle, what was the name of that gal that I did the interview with? I think she, about the meat, the food processing.
Let me check one second.
Yeah. And if you don't know where your meat's coming from, and even the organic produce is kind of suspect, because even if they don't spray glyphosate on top of it, it's like what was in the soil where it was raised. The water has got, all kinds of chemicals and particularly pharmaceuticals in it. Yes, they're working hard to get the fluoride out after decades of pummeling our pineal glands with fluoride. And you walk down an aisle, there isn't anything that you pick up that comes in a can, a box, a wrap, a bag, anything. You pick it up, you read the label, and you just set it back on the shelf. It's got all the seed oils, everything's got soybean oil and palm oil and colors and dyes and all that. And when RFK made his announcement the other day, he said if they want to keep having plastics in their food, they can sprinkle plastic on their food in their own home, but they don't have to keep feeding it to us.
Was that Dr. T? Was that Gail Eisnitz?
Yes, that's
She
what it
was
was.
the investigator, the chief investigator for the Humane Farming Association. That's
Yeah.
going to be a really good interview.
Is that coming up? When is that going to be posted? Do you know?
Let me tell you the airing date. I believe that's May 12th.
Okay, so it's coming up in another couple of weeks. It's the Humane Farm, HFA.org, is the organization that she represents. And they file lawsuits, they file all kinds of things. And so I really encourage you, if you want to be an, if you're an animal activist, to get involved with what they do to not humanely sacrifice the animals that sacrifice their life to be our food. It's really pretty disgusting. And the interview that I did with her, I said, how did you do this for 40 years? I mean, I could barely read the first 30 pages of your book because it just was so disgusting at what they do, or what more what they don't do to these poor animals. And she said that's why that HF, it's HFA.org, I believe. Somebody want to check that, is the organization, that she represents. And she said we do good work. We really shut down a lot of these unclean, unsanitary, inhumane things. And she's been doing this investigative work for 40 years. And just a lovely, lovely, lovely interview, a lovely woman. So Michelle's putting that up there so you can see it. So I think it's a good organization to support. And, like I was saying, you think about the stuff we put in our mouth that we call food. And I was walking through the grocery store and I was looking at, not in a judgmental way, But I was just looking at the way people were shopping and what they were putting in their cart, and almost everybody that I saw was probably a minimum of 80 pounds overweight, a minimum. And it's because of all the garbage that they feed us and call it food. So I think that they're on the right track. And now that we finally got, Dr. Oz and Jay Bhattacharya and Dr. Makary in place. I kind of look at the three of them standing up there with that press release yesterday, kind of like the three musketeers. They were kind of like, now they're going out and slaying all these food dragons. I'm hoping that this is that they're doing, it's like we've got all the pharmaceutical stuff that needs to be dealt with. And yes, we're going to start doing some research to show what really causes autism, like as if we don't know. I mean, I have the Tenpenny Research Library is kind of out of date right now because the person who ran it left the company about 2 years ago. So it's a little bit out of date. But up until then, we accumulated about 17,000 research studies showing problems associated with vaccines. So it's not like there's not already studies already done that shows the problem with all of these things. The problem is the conclusions. I was doing some research in there the other day and was looking at the Hib vaccine, and it was talking about that a VAERS database that looked at just the Hib only and pulled out all of these things, and there were like 800 and some deaths and seizure disorders and all these things. And the conclusion was on the study, there's no signals here showing that there's any harm caused by this vaccine. I was like, blink, blink, like really? I mean, isn't one death too many? And there were like 800 and some. So we've got, it's like like the Tenpenny report in our newsletter coming out saying nothing to see here. Autism rate still climbing. Vaccines unexamined. It's interesting when I heard RFK talking about the research they were going to do. He specifically used the word medicines. He didn't say vaccines because it's such a hot button, and Cassidy and Pocahontas will be all over him for that. But we're going to look at environmental causes. We're going to look at genetic causes that sets the basis for that. He contacted me the other day. He sent me a text, and he said, or actually, he called me. He said, "I need some information about, a couple things," and so I sent it to him. And they're looking at genetic things. He said, "We're going to look at everything, including medicines," which I thought was a very graceful way to say we're also going to look at vaccines without sending any messages or setting off any bombs over there as we start to look at vaccines. So it's an important thing that we're doing here with looking at autism and neuroinflammation, sleep we've already talked about. Don't forget that we've got my Walking with God book that is here, which is a great gift for Mother's Day, and a lot of people bought it because of for Easter that they can do their daily things with this. And my new book that's is out finally. I felt like I was 10 and a half months pregnant getting that thing out. And it's Zero Accountability in a Broken System: How Big Pharma Weaponizes Vaccines, Public Health, and the Law. I didn't have a copy of it down here, but you can show it on the screen up there, what the cover looks like, which I just love the cover because it looks kind of sinister, which it is. And it's zero accountability, and it's happening in every sort of area. So it's a very timely book, and I'm rereading it right now again for the fifth time, just because I'm putting back in a lot of the facts back in for because I'm going to be starting to do some podcasts and some presentations about it. And it's pretty interesting that this is my book. I wrote it, and I'm yellow highlighting things in the book because it's pretty good. And I think that you'll like it. It's easy to read. If you've read my stuff on my Substacks, you know my writing style. It's pretty conversational. And but it's now available. You can get it on Amazon. Is that right, Michelle?
That's correct. They can get on Amazon. And if they go to drtenpenny.com/zero, it's right there. And that will make it very easy for them to access where it is. And it's zero accountability in a failed system. So just click on the button. It'll take you right to where you can buy it. And please leave us a review. That'll be really important to make sure that this reaches more people.
Very good. I love that cover. We designed it. My team designed it. It's just beautiful. And it's kind of sinister. And if you can't really see it, that's a scale wing. It's got dead vaccine needles and vials all around it and stuff like that. So it's really, really good. And there you can go over and get it on Amazon. And Suzanne Humphreys wrote the foreword to the book. And she did a great job. And she did a great job on her interview with Joe Rogan, too. She said, yeah, 3 hours with Rogan and 3 months to defend everything you said. There's some guy out on the internet that's just kind of like taking her to task about some of the things she said on Rogan. And so she put together a video. I watched the video yesterday. It's about 40 minutes. And her research is just impeccable. And the way that she articulates things is so spot on. So I'm really proud of what she's doing. It was really super, super good. So, yeah. So, yeah, the cover of the book, it was Diane and Patricia. They both worked on it to get it, like, done. And Jackie's done an enormous amount of work, like making sure there's layouts because there's call-out boxes. There's all sorts of things that for the layout and getting the index done in the back and getting the table of contents right and all these different things. So it's, I can't wait for all of you who will read it. I think you'll like it. People were sending me pictures. They ordered the book, and when it came, they were taking snapshots of them holding the book saying, see, I actually got it. So we hope that a lot of you will get it and that you'll really, really enjoy it.
Dr. Tenpenny, I was actually just about to say that. I would love it if everybody took a picture of themselves with the book and post it on social media and tag us. We will showcase that if you're willing to share. That'd be really amazing. We'd love that. And Liz Downer says here, I'm highlighting your book like crazy. Going to speak to my county health board meeting tomorrow afternoon. The counties and state of Missouri are pushing MMR. Got to get the hard copy. I only have the ebook. Liz, call me about the ebook so I can make sure that we get you set up for that hard copy. That will be really important for you to take that with you.
And you're highlighting it too. So I'm not the only one. I was chuckling at myself as I'm reading the book and I'm highlighting paragraphs going, ooh, this is really good. I literally was laughing at myself for doing that. But that just tells you, if I wrote it and I'm highlighting it and saying, oh, that's really good, then I think that you'll really like it and you'll get a lot out of it. So we appreciate, if you've already gotten the book, we really appreciate you. But for those of you that were on our book launch team, we really appreciate that. And we're going to towns with this. So let's get to a couple of questions that came in here. And then I want to talk a little bit about the podcasts that are coming up for this next week. Julia said, I heard my astigmatism diminished. What do I attribute it to? I have no idea. The only thing I can say is that I've been taking enough supplements and things to choke a horse for the last almost 2 years now, consistently, every single day. I'm really proud of myself because how consistent I have been every single day. I have a pill box that's Sunday through Saturday, and then there's four slots in it. So the two in the top I take in the morning, the two in the bottom I take in the evening. I've been really consistent with my cardio miracle. I am now into my third week with the Parashield, and I love the taste of that stuff. I really do. I don't put it in water. It's got kind of tastes like cloves. So I like the taste of it. It's not, you know, cloves by itself sometimes can be like really like, whew. It's not like that. It just has sort of a cloves sort of taste to it. So I take a dropperful twice a day, and I can tell a big difference in my stomach since I've been taking that. And if you get, you can go to a bit.ly link, which is B as in boy, bit.ly/DRTShield. And get your, I think that we still have a special and you get your first bottles for $15. Is that right, Michelle?
Yep, that's correct. Your first bottle is $15. And like Dr. Dean was saying, this naturally cycles you. That's one of the, actually Dr. Dean and Dr. Merritt both said that to me. They like the fact that this naturally cycles your parasite cleanse. So you do it 3 weeks on and then 1 week off. And they suggested making sure that you do it when you're doing it make sure you're doing it around a full moon, because that they go crazy during the full moons, these parasites. So that's just a good little tip there.
You know, it's 10 drops twice a day. But what I've noticed is when I pull up the thing in the syringe and I would drop in 10 drops on my tongue, it really turns out to be a dropper full. It's like the whole dropper. So I kind of stop counting the 10 drops and I just take a dropper full twice a day, because it's that dropper when you the bottle, it's just a little bottle, it's not very big, and then you squeeze the top with the dropper as you pull that up. And I the first week the first few times that I did it, I dropped in the 10 drops, and then I noticed that I was at the end of the dropper. So apparently they've got their dropper set up so that 10 drops is one dropper full. So it's that's what I do. I do one dropper full twice a day. I really like it. I like the taste of it. I really like what it's done with my my bowel movements. I'll just be, you know, transparent here. It's changing things, and I like the taste of it. And if you don't like the taste of it, you can drop it in water. It doesn't make it any less effective if you just want to put it in the water. But I really like the taste. Like I said, it tastes like cloves. It doesn't taste like a bitter wormwood, walnut husk sort of flavor. It tastes like cloves. And so I like it. I take it twice a day. And we hope that you will get it and try it yourself. And like what when you can get Dr. Dean and Dr. Merritt, who are kind of the two parasite people, I was going to say kings, but that's a king and a queen, about parasites, and they really like it. They've started taking it and advocating for it. That's a secondary testimonial, not just from us, but it's important. So how did my astigmatism get better? I'm not really sure. You know, these are my new glasses. I like the frames. So this is the third set of glasses that I got and kept the frames because I like the frames. And I don't like a lot of the new frames that are out. So I just kept the old ones. And I was getting to the point where I couldn't see anything. Everything was blurry. Yeah, I could see better without my glasses on than with them. And I have another set of glasses that are specifically for computer work. These are more for distance. And so I called my optometrist and said, when was the last time I had my eyes checked? And she said it was about a year ago. So I said, okay, so I guess I'm due anyways to go in and get my eyes checked. And he said, man, your astigmatism has dropped to like almost nothing. I mean, when they do astigmatism measurements, they do it in diopters and they use it by 0.25. Like it goes from 1 to 1.25 plus 1.25, 1.5, 1.75 plus 2 or the other direction, minus 2.5, minus 5, minus 7.75, minus 2, etc. And my astigmatism had gone from plus 1.75 down to 1. He said, "I that's a huge change. It's a huge drop." And I said, "What would cause that?" Probably all the supplements I'm taking and the detox stuff I'm doing, and you know, I'm eating pretty well, and I can't say I eat always pristinely, but I would say life is the 80-20 rule. And if you eat well and try to eat organic and try to eat as clean as you can, at least 80% of the time, if you're traveling or you're out or you just want one of those gooey tiramisus when you're out for dinner at dessert, then just do it. And it's because you can't just be so puckered up about every little morsel of everything. So I don't know. I guess it's just that I haven't been doing eye exercises or anything like that. I guess maybe just overall health is how that got better. The second question that's in here, a few years ago, I spoke about listening to Bard's FM with Scott Kesterson. Do I keep up with his show? No, I really don't. Part of the reason is because his show's on Podbean, and I'm banned from Podbean. I can't even set up a fake account, you know, to listen to his show over there. I believe I did a deep dive with him some time ago. Is that an interview available to watch? Well, that's maybe we can just queue that up to do from the archives on a Friday, Diane. Maybe just make a note to that, because I did a couple of podcast interviews with Scott back in the day. I think that was in 2021, I think. And what that's what our Friday show is that we our Friday 11 a.m. show is called From the Archives. And what we do is we repost interviews that were really good from over the last several years. I've been doing podcasting now for 5 years. Isn't that amazing? Since 2020. It's amazing. And we have there were some really, really, really good podcasts in there, and some of them that people never really saw. I mean, unless they actually dug that back in and listened to the deep dive interviews, they never saw them. And so I said, well, we need to pull these out and let people listen to them because they're really good. Some of those interviews are really, really good. And so really interesting stuff. So Monday we do This Week with Dr. T. On Tuesday is Happy Hour with Dr. T with really good guests that we have with our Bible study on Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, we're here now doing our morning coffee live. And then Thursday's a deep dive Bible study, usually our four-part series Bible studies that we do that are also both Tuesday and Thursday are also live streamed over to His Glory. So they're getting lots of views over on His Glory. And then Friday is the From the Archives that we pull out good interviews from the past. So there's always lots of things to grab your attention. So we'll try to do that, Lori. Thank you for reminding us. We'll put that up there. Put that in there. Cookie, any questions over on Rumble?
I do have a few questions for you.
Okay.
The first question is from Stingray, wondering what you can suggest to help with seasonal allergies.
Oh, well, there's a lot of stuff that are with seasonal allergies. I don't know what the new name is. If you guys know what the name is out of the store, it used to be called Opti Allerex. I'm not sure that that's the name of it now. But if you can find that allergy, it's an Opti brand supplement over there. It really helps a lot, and it doesn't make you sleepy. It's got stinging nettles and things like that in it. So if you go to our store, you can get the what does it say? I can't read it from here.
There's two of them, Dr. T. There's one that says Opti Seasonal Support, and there's one for Junior. Is this the one you were talking about?
Yes, yes. So the Junior one is for kids. And so, yeah, it's really, really good. And I can't, it's too far away.
What so is it has quercetin, stinging nettle, bromelain, and NAC.
And NAC, yeah. So it dries you up with that postnasal drip, takes out the seasonal allergy thing. And so you can, the Junior is for kids and then the other one is for adults. So that's available. It's called Opti Seasonal Support in our store. If you are anywhere near Northeast Ohio, you can go to Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center and we do a technique called SRT. And SRT stands for Sensitivity Reduction Technique, where we use a combination of muscle testing and homeopathic vials and acupressure to eliminate seasonal allergies. That was always one of the biggest things that we always did. Once people go through the program, they get about 12 treatments altogether. It neutralizes out food and environmental allergies. Then people would come in like twice a year. Instead of constantly taking supplements and taking prescription medications, they could come in once in the spring and get fall or spring allergies taken care of, like the grass and the pollens and things like that. Then they would come in once in the fall and do one treatment as a little tune-up for ragweed and all of the fall mold and all the fall allergies and stuff that came up. So they could just they do that, and then they don't have to take supplements or medications or any of the all the time. And so you can go to Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, and you can go to our website, which is TenpennyIMC.com, which stands for Integrative Medical Center, Tenpenny IMC. Get an appointment with Carla or Sandy, because both of them do our SRT appointments. This is the time of year that we get really, really busy because of the seasonal allergies, and people come in, get their tune-up on their SRT, or they just start the program because they're sick of it and they don't want to be taking Zyrtec and all that stuff all the time. So those are the two main things that I would recommend.
I have another.
Yep.
Can you talk about the Rogam shots for somebody who had two shots over 19 years ago, does zeolite help detox from the vaccines?
Well, Rogam isn't really a vaccine. Rogam is a shot that you get when you are Rh negative, and because it neutralizes out if your baby is Rh positive, and when particularly at the time of birth, when the tearing away of the placenta gives you a risk of that Rh positive blood of the fetus, of the baby, commingling with the Rh negative blood you have as a mother. And then your body creates an antibody against that blood because it's trying to neutralize it and not be there. And Rogam stops that reaction from happening. So Rogam historically was always given right at the time of the birth or right after birth, when you were Rh negative. Now, many times they also give a two shots, one at 27 weeks or one at 27 weeks, and then the second one right after you're born. They give it now at 27 or 28 weeks because of this leakage that they say might happen from a faulty placenta. Maybe when I talk to Kim Biss on Saturday, when we do our Ask the Expert on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, it'll be from 10 to about 11:30 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday with the Ask the Expert opportunity. I'll ask her if she can remember when, because she's a little bit younger than me, when they started giving that Rogam as a second shot. I don't remember that. And because I don't deliver babies, I don't know when they started implementing that, but I think it's pretty unnecessary. However, the Rogam shot is necessary if you're going to want to have more children. If you are an Rh negative mother, unless you know that the father is also Rh negative. So if the father's Rh negative and the mother's Rh negative, when you get together, you're going to have an Rh negative baby. So you don't have to worry about that commingling of blood things. But if your husband is an Rh positive, you're an Rh negative, or you just don't know what the father's Rh type is, you really do need to get a second a Rogam shot if you want to continue to have children after each of and you do it after each pregnancy. There's a big, long explanation about that. It's one of the courses that we offer at Learning for You on the Rogam shot. It's a really it's probably one of the better courses that I put together because I did a ton of research and there's graphs and charts and pictures and all sorts of things over there. So at Learning for You dot org, learningforyou.org. Cookie, you can put up the link to that at the pregnancy series. There you go. So it's the Stork course. Hold on a second. I'll just tell people to scroll down just a tad. The Stork course is about when your baby's born and about cranial manipulation on babies and why that's really important. That second one there is the Rogam. And there's a ton of information about Rogam in there. They took the mercury out of Rogam in about 2005. So it's been out for a really, really long time. So you don't have to worry about detoxing from that. And it's really not going to be in your system now, 19 years ago. It's really not. It will be absorbed pretty quickly because it's an antibody. Today, they would call it a monoclonal antibody, but they siphon off those antibodies from them. And that's how they make the Rogam shot. And then there also is about pregnancy series with vaccines and pregnancy. Women now get four or five shots, vaccines, while they're pregnant. They get the Rogam shot if only if they're Rh negative. That's number one. You also get the flu shot, the pertussis shot, the RSV vaccine, and there's one more. It'll come to me in a second. But anyways, we talk about that is really about the pertussis vaccine that moms get. They get pertussis, they get flu shots, they get an R oh, the COVID shot. And they give COVID shots now to pregnant women. So COVID, RSV, pertussis, influenza, and Rogam if you are a Rh negative. And I'm old enough to remember the days when pregnant women couldn't take anything. They didn't want them to take an antihistamine. They didn't want them to take a Tylenol. But now we are injecting them with poisons. And then as soon as the baby comes out, they get synthetic vitamin K. There's also a a course that we do in Learning for You on vitamin K, because that's a question that comes up a lot. So there's a whole course at Learning for You on vitamin K shots, and why they're synthetic and which ones of the vitamin K shots still have a ton of aluminum in it. So you get hepatitis B and vitamin K, and they both have aluminum in them. So you got this brand new baby that's hours old that's smacked with 200 micrograms of aluminum. And then they wonder why they have brain problems. So those are available over at Learning for You also.
Okay, we have another. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So anyways, I think that you don't have to worry about detoxing from Rogam. That's long gone out of your system if that was 19 years ago. Okay, Cookie.
Okay.
Just asking about the coupon code. Liz, are you meaning coupon code at for the supplements? You can use a code podcasts. I think that one should still work. Podcast or podcasts. I'll just double check that here with Diane for a second. But you can, and if you sign up, if you're doing any kind of subscriptions inside of the supplements at shop10penny.net, you'll also get a discount for subscription. So if you're getting something regularly sent to you and you can adjust it, so it doesn't have to come every month, you can adjust it to what is right for you. It might be 2 months, 3 months, whatever that is. But when you sign up for subscriptions over there, you do get a discount as well.
Yeah, I think it's if you get an auto ship, I think it's 10% off. So, yeah, so
Yes, I think that's correct.
that's correct. Okay, Cookie, next question.
Should a painful swollen lymph node be treated with antibiotics?
The first thing I would do with a painful swollen lymph node is wonder where the what's making it swell. You know, and where is the lymph node? Is it in your neck, in your groin, under your arm? That sort of makes a difference, but I would try the Micronic Silver first because Micronic Silver is going to kill viruses, bacteria, parasites, and we have that on our website. We have available for that. Jeff is a great vendor of ours. He gives a 15% discount for the Micronic Silver. If you can put that link up there, that would be really great. Or give it over in Rumble, I guess is where it's coming from. But I would really, I don't know if maybe they have a, if they're still there, you can ask a follow-up question of where is the lymph node. But if it's painful and swollen, depending on where it is, depends on what you do about it. But either way, no matter where it is, if it's in your neck, under your arm, in your groin, which are the most likely places for lymph nodes that are swollen, I would try the Micronic Silver. And I would do maybe a teaspoon of that twice a day for a week and see if that doesn't kill it. The other thing you can do is you can apply it topically. It also comes in a little gel. You can apply it wherever that lymph node is because it absorbs through the skin. You can apply that topically.
Dr. T, would that answer be different if the person had the shot?
No. Well, no, I would try the silver first. And if it doesn't get better, then you have to worry about is that lymph node painful and swollen because of a cancer diagnosis if you've had the shot? Because the turbo cancers are really, they're a horrifying thing that's happening right now. But first, either way, whether you've had the shot or not, I would try the Micronic Silver first.
Dr. T, they responded, says we're doing a parasite cleanse and the lymph node is in the neck.
Parasite cleanse, that's good. That may be helpful. And if it's in the neck, if it's in the neck, it's usually something in your throat. So I don't know if you've had like sore throat, pharyngitis, or something like that. If it's something in there that you can actually also take the, you know, when you take the Micronic Silver, you can kind of gargle with it in the back of your throat and see if there's any infection sort of things in the back of your throat. So, and the same thing would apply. I would take the silver orally and I'd also apply it topically.
Thank you. Ready for another?
Yeah.
Is there anything you suggest for spider bites that have become blistered?
Well, that depends on if you think that might be a brown recluse spider, That needs medical attention because if you think it might be a brown recluse spider, if you are in Missouri, which brown recluse spiders there are just everywhere, or other states where they are, because what happens is it starts to blister and then it erodes and it can be a really large thing that actually needs to be debrided, which means it needs to be cut, the tissue needs to be cut out from there. If it's a garden variety little spider bite that you maybe got in your garden and you think it's just you accidentally scared him or stepped on him, again, you know, that colloidal silver gel, that, you know, Jeff has a whole array of products over at the Micronic Silver. And that Micronic Silver gel is just good for everything. And it's kind of thick, so you can kind of even, you know, dab it on that blister sort of area. Or you can warm it up just like maybe 5 to 10 seconds in the microwave, which kind of melts the thing a little bit, and you can then put that on there. Liz suggests some maybe an essential oil. That might be a good thing. I'm not real familiar with essential oils, but I'm sure that there's something that would be available for that for a spider bite.
You know, Dr. T, I've had spider bites before. Now, none of them have been from a recluse, but I've used baking soda paste, and it's just mixing baking soda with a little bit of water. You put it on, and it draws out everything that goes inside. So that's another option. I've had success with it personally.
There you go.
And
Well,
I'd
there.
also add the oleozone, Dr. T. Jeff talked quite a bit about that, putting that on bites.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. I was looking for it in the background.
Using that gel, using
Yeah.
that
Oh, yes. Sorry.
is really an amazing thing. You know, he's got, if you can put the that if you can put his site up on that on the screen, he's got an amazing array of products, if it's possible to do that. in this in the questions over here, SRT program applicable to food allergies? Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, that's where it's been used the most. We've got a couple dozen kids that were severely allergic to peanuts that aren't allergic to peanuts anymore, and adults that were allergic to fish that can eat fish now. And dairy is great. I mean, can easily be removed by the SRT program. Sandy can tell you a great story about when she first started working for me and how she hadn't eaten dairy in years, and she went through SRT, and it's been 20 years now, and she has no problem. She can eat dairy. I think one time in the last 20 years since she went through the SRT program for dairy, and she hadn't eaten dairy in probably 30 years, and she said maybe one time, and because she's worked for me now for 20 some years, that she had to do just a tune-up, just one additional thing. She said, "I think that dairy's starting to bother my stomach again." So she did what we call the foundation. There are three treatments we call the foundation treatments. One rebalances you to you. The second one is you and phenolics, which there are 150 different kinds of phenolics, which are in all kinds of foods. And so we balance that out. And the third one is called the food group, which is white sugar, white flour, amino acids, and vitamins. So she did those three foundation treatments and one treatment for dairy, and she's good to go. She doesn't have any problems with it at all. So the answer, definitely yes, that they can help with food, all kinds of food allergies. And I want to make just a shout out to Liz. Liz, the last time we were on here, she was talking about going to on an airplane. She's going to Phoenix, and she had okay experience. She didn't have to comply with anything, and she still doesn't like TSA. Well, neither do I. And this is a really good place to put in about you know, we if those of you have listened to the monthly updates that I've been doing with Twyla Braze for the last couple years, the big push now is on the lie of Kristi Noem in our Homeland Security Department about the lie of the real ID. And either Trump is doesn't really know that he's inviting the United Nations into our home and into our pocket, into our bank account through the real ID, or he's in on it. I haven't been able to figure that out yet. But if you can travel with a passport, or you can travel with a military ID. I believe there's 16 different types of IDs that you can use without being subjected to having a real ID. And what a real ID is, it looks like a driver's license, except up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a star. Doesn't that sound like very Hitler-esque. There's a star that's there that says that you have gone in through and gotten a real ID. And there's several states that only allow you to have a real ID. I believe that I know Texas and Florida for sure, maybe Minnesota. I'm not sure. But if you can avoid getting the real ID, please do, and really go to a CCHF Freedom, CCHfreedom.org, CCHfreedom.org, and read about the real ID and see the problems that that's going to cause in the future, or listen to some of the podcasts that I've done with Twyla, who explains all of that to us.
Dr. T, there's a question about RSV and treatments available for RSV.
RSV is a cold. Don't even know why they even made a vaccine out of it. I guess because they want to poison babies more and make $1 billion doing it. But RSV is a cold, so treat it like a cold. Vitamin D, vitamin C, colloidal silver. You can nebulize the colloidal silver, the Micronics, and not the Micronic silver. You can nebulize that, but they say that upwards to 80% of children by the time they're 2 years of age have had an RSV infection. And elderly tend to get RSV infections, and treat them the same way. What an RSV infection is really a cold.
You're muted, Dr. T.
Thank you. Thank you, Cookie. Can you please ask Twyla what she suggests to register for to get into Social Security account? I can tell you the answer to that. Either one of those is fine. Either using login.gov or ID.me, because they're both about the same. They're just two different services that privatize your Social Security account. So I would personally say it's not, one is not better than the other. When I get it, go into my account, I use login.gov, but you can use ID.me equally to get into your Social Security account. Michelle, one of the things I'd like for you, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you pull up on your computer the Friday Focus newsletter from this week and just scroll down it and show people how beautiful it is?
Sure.
Diane just does such a spectacular job with these newsletters. I really wish, and I've said this before, everybody needs to sign up for our newsletter and get the Friday Focus newsletter. And even if you don't do anything other than open it up and scroll down and look at how beautiful this is and how much work that Diane puts into to doing this. Those are all the different things. And I'll just make a note while you're showing people there. She now has a new feature in there called Next Week's Podcast Guide. So it tells you what the who just scroll down and just show them the whole thing there. I'll go through the podcast here. So next week on Monday is Dr. Stella Emanuel on This Week with Dr. T. And on Tuesday, it's Happy Hour with Dr. T with Aaron Armstrong, which was really, really good. He wrote a book called Faith Simplified: What We Believe and Why We Believe It. And it's a really good book. I try to read all, every week when I have a new Happy Hour guest on, it's usually to talk about something that in one of their books. And I do my best to read. I'm reading 1 to 2 books a week now with all of our guests that we have. And I either read the whole book or I kind of skim, at least skim through it. This one, I skimmed through it, but I set it aside that I'd like to go back and read it more thoroughly because it was really good. It's called Faith Simplified: What We Believe and Why We Believe It. That's on Tuesday. Wednesday is, of course, morning coffee. Thursday this week, we are doing the End Times Bible Series with Justin Prock on Bible eschatology and end times. And it's really, really good. This was a series that we did 2 years ago. And because of all the things that are going on in the prophetic circles, and because we just finished the series on the sign of Jonah, then we just felt like this would be a really good place to rerun this and put that up. And then this week, this Thursday, is a five docs week. It's a five docs week coming on Thursday. And on from the archives is Dr. Lee Kessler. So you can see how valuable this information is and how much work goes into this. Oh my gosh, the girls do just such an incredible job with this. And scroll back up and show that picture, that Easter blessing one. Diane made a whole series of these that we posted on our on Walking with God Substack. She made these whole series of these incredible graphics. She's our designer. She does all of our assets, puts everything all together. She did the, just beautiful. And so that was there. And then she designed the little graphic around, yeah, go up a little bit on the I'm Walking with God book. And then it has our supplements and our links to things like that. So this comes out on Friday. This is our Friday focus newsletter. So we're not, we have a lot of alerts that go out from our what we do on Substack, and you can't really stop that. I mean, that's just the way that they are. And so in order to cut down on hammering our audience with so many newsletters, we decided to consolidate and put the Friday newsletter quick guide, which is that right at the top, that you can open it up and see the different articles that are there. There's always a special deal on a supplement. Just keep going. Scroll back up. Keep going. Go up to the top. Yeah, and then right underneath there is the newsletter quick guide. Is the first scroll down just a little. There, right there. You can see that it will tell you what the tips are and you all the links of where you can go and read them. There's always a special deal on a supplement or on a t-shirt or on a cup or something like that from our apparel store. Again, we're this Saturday is our Ask the Expert for the Tenpenny Prime members, and it's available to those who aren't Prime members for $49 to have a really in-depth presentation and conversation with Dr. Kimberly Biss. That will be at 10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 to about 11 a.m. on Saturday. And so, please sign up for our newsletter. Just if nothing else, just to open it and look at it and all the beautiful designs and the things that Diane has done to put this whole thing together and the great pictures that she picks out to use and all the great writing that Jackie does and the writings that I do. It's all there in our Friday Focus newsletter.
Dr. P, I might just add here for Saturday, for anyone who is a premium, platinum, insider, or insider plus member, to get access to the Zoom link, you get access from your login area very easily. I just want to show you this really quick because if there's ever any confusion, if you go into my membership, you'll see podcast and Prime content access. You click on there, and this is for people who are again premium, platinum, insider, and insider plus members on this website here, drtenpenny.com. And you can find all of the podcasts right here. You can just click on them to go to them. And then down here where it says Tenpenny Prime content, I hope this is as clear as day here. If you're a premium, platinum, or insider in plus or plus member, you access it here. And that'll take you into your Prime content right on our site. Okay, so then you just click on whatever the Ask the Expert is prior to the event, click on it, and you'll get access to the Zoom link in there. Sign up ahead of time so that we know to expect you. If you are a Prime member only, you can still, if you're still logged in here, if you still have access to this and you're confused of where to go, we put it up on here too, just to make it easy for people. You should be going to shoptenpenny.net. But if you're confused and you have a login here, scroll down. You can click on this button and it'll take you right to your login. And inside of here, you'll be able to access all of your content. Similarly, the same way that we've showed you in the past, you'll log in and go, it pops you right into your area. You can also access it through My Access here. So either way, you'll be able to get in, click on your month, and scroll down to the register section, and that's where you'll be able to find your link.
And
So we
show
try to make it
people
as easy as possible.
right there is the white paper that I put. It's 30 pages long. Can read that there. And then the HPV presentation on the side. I think it's the next. Yeah, there we go. HPV and the Gardasil vaccine. That's in there in your portal. And then went after the two ask the expert. That's hard to say. Ask the expert. Presentations that we do, they will be in there too, that you can go back and listen to them later.
Yeah. And I'll just make a good point, Dr. Tenpenny. I want to thank you because this information, I know working with you every day, I know how many hours you put into this. This is only $25 to members. This is like unbelievable how much work goes into this, and it's only $25 for you. So I really highly suggest that you sign up if you haven't already, sign up for a membership for the Prime membership. If you're not already a previous a premium member, I would really highly suggest this. You're not going to get any information like this anywhere else for only $25 a month. So just wanted to let you guys know that I learn something every single month in these programs, Dr. T. So thank you very much for doing that. I know how hard you work.
Well, thank you. And those white papers that I write every month, one this month was about 30 pages long. Took a long time to write and put it all together. The one and next month for the month of May, we're doing brain health and central nervous system health. And yeah, it's going to be really, really good. And the presentation that's going to be for the members that I'm working on now that I'll finish is about vaccines that cause brain issues. I've got the format of that already done. I just have to flush it out now, make it pretty, and then record it. So that's all the questions I have. Are there any more questions over at Rumble Cookie?
Nope, I don't have any more.
Okie dokie. Well, there we go. So thank you. I want to thank everybody for joining us here again live. And for those of you that are watching this later, hope this was beneficial and helpful to you. We hope to see you on Thursday night, which is tomorrow night, which is a five docs night for the five docs that we do the fourth Thursday night of the month. That's tomorrow night. We hope that you will check out some of the courses we learning for you today that we talked about. We hope that you'll think about the wellness blanket. We hope that you can go and shop for Mother's Day and graduation presents over at MyPillow and use DRT as you sign out because you'll get really good discounts over there. And we hope that we'll see a lot of you on Friday, I'm sorry, on Saturday morning with Dr. Kimberly Bisk as we talk about reproductive health and infertility. So with that, I want to say thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer, which is Romans 12:12. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention, don't forget to go get my new book. You'll really like it. And so until the next time, we will see you. Same place, same time. We'll see you tomorrow for follow-up Bible study. And to my team, you guys are the best. And to everybody else, goodbye and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our OptiLine, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries, and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold